It's the Michael Mara Show.
Yeah, baby.
What a talented trio. And they've been such great assets to our show.
Oh, Lawrence.
Tomorrow on the program, yes, we are going to chat with Phil Parham. Phil lost 151 pounds.
Wow.
On The Biggest Loser. That's my lady's favorite show.
So television does serve the public.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I hate the show as much as she likes it.
Do you think he's still fat?
You see,
after 150?
Some of these guys I have seen because I'm forced occasionally to watch it. Some of these guys do appear to have gone the whole buff route and gotten
right.
really tidy.
As we have.
151 pounds.
That's a lot.
I admire that.
I haven't lost that much.
I think that's wonderful.
I've lost that much total.
Joe is handing me the winner in our contest here. Very nice. Appreciate that. Picture of Dick Clark. Let's congratulate Charles Seiler. Of Manassas, Deviltown. Congratulations, Charles. You're the big winner. You get a chance to drive all the way to Wisconsin Avenue and go see a pass for two to the special screening of Bride Wars starring Kate Hudson and Hathaway this Thursday night at AMC Mazza Gallery. What am I doing? On Wisconsin Avenue, Bride Wars in theaters everywhere on Friday. So
I'll tell you this about
Charles is going to a chick flick.
I'll tell you this about Anne Hathaway. I find her quite appealing.
Mm-hmm. She's very appealing. I'm not sure about this particular flick. I think I'll be chatting with Colin Boyd on Thursday.
Yes. Oh, he is the snarkiest.
To find out all about that. Got a chance to see two movies during the break.
Yes.
The first one, I hate to say it because I never like to give Mr. Tom Cruise the heads up, but I enjoyed every single minute of Valkyrie. You know I like me the war movies
anyway.
You're the guy who went.
I enjoyed it. I really thought it was.
Really?
Yeah, for even Tom Cruise. It was well done.
I found
really
something
well
really
done.
Fascinating about the ad campaign for that. Uh-huh. You know, it involves Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two big movies opening Christmas Day.
Yes.
Benjamin Button
right.
and Valkyrie.
Right.
And at the end of every Benjamin Button commercial, it said, opening Christmas Day. And at the end of every Valkyrie ad, it said, opening December 25th.
Mm-hmm. You think that's why it got screwed?
No, I'm just thinking that maybe if they're trying to appeal...
Because Rob's very big in keeping the Christ in Christmas.
That's one of the most important things for him.
What were they thinking? Who wants to release a Nazi movie on Christmas? Wait, you gather up the kids in the station wagon and you go to the theater and you see Nazis?
Well, I'm thinking
I don't think so.
A lot of Jewish people would be in there rooting for Hitler to get killed.
Well, that's
true. So they called the 25th instead of Christmas.
You know, you do sit there, and that's the magic mm-hmm. of this movie. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really does make the movie work.
Oh, don't tell me how it ends.
You know how it ends, and you still sit there, and you. I always like that when you still are able to gather mm-hmm. the tension in something almost to the point where you're thinking, oh, they just moved that briefcase that's going to blow up mm-hmm. to the other side of the wooden beam, and now Hitler's not going to get
now,
blown up.
Were you? I mean, it's a good movie, and it's a great story.
It was well done. It's got Kenneth Branagh in it, who's fantastic.
Are you able to really suspend disbelief that that's Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Do you at any time you really forget that that's Tom Cruise
yeah.
up there?
Yeah, I give Tom Cruise credit for it.
Then that's really the movie. That's a good filmmaker.
I give Tom Cruise credit for it because, first of all, there's a lot more to the film than just him.
Well, there's music
and I don't think they stretch.
And marching.
They don't stretch his role too much. There's
good.
Really. I don't know. You'd have to see it for yourself. But the historical nature of it. Some of the stuff that I didn't know. I didn't know how many attempts there were on Hitler's life. I had no idea there were that many. And I think from a historical perspective, this is a pretty decent piece of filmmaking. I thought it was pretty good.
I was just surprised that they chose Hal Linden to play Hitler.
It's always Hal Linden with you. And the only other movie, I saw two pick-me-up movies.
Oh, what was the other one you saw?
You know I like me the happy film.
Sure.
I saw Doubt with Meryl Streep.
Or as they say in Canada, Doot.
Doot.
You saw Doot.
There's no Doot. That's the way it went. And that was okay. I thought it was okay.
How was her performance?
Oscar worthy.
Really? How was Philip Seymour Chubby's?
The usual. I thought it was kind of phoned in by him.
Sure.
I thought Meryl Streep actually made a transition to this character that reminded me of nuns that I had seen at my sister's high school at East Catholic. You could see women like this. You know, back in that day, in that era, it's no secret that the nuns were taskmasters.
Sure.
And really, you know, ball busters in a lot of circumstances. And in this particular movie, Meryl Streep just does this amazing transition into this woman. That's the thing that makes her so great mm-hmm. is you see her and it's not her.
Yeah.
She does
She becomes that
and
character.
She'll take it and nobody takes dialects
and just makes them so subtle that you just forget you're looking at Meryl Streep.
Yeah,
and
there.
You really believe that this is the woman. I mean, you want to talk about believability. You know, with Tom Cruise, obviously it's a stretch.
Right.
With Meryl Streep, you don't feel that way. And God damn it, I forgot the other actress that plays the other nun in the movie.
Kathy Bates?
It's not Kathy Bates.
The young nun. I don't remember her name.
Oh, man, who the hell is it?
I didn't
remember. Monique. It's Monique.
Interesting choice.
Yes.
Wow.
Monique, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm here all week.
All the week.
The ones that I didn't get a chance to see because it hasn't gone that wide is Frost Nixon, and I was trying to see that all over the place. I was trying to see all the movies that our friend Colin Boyd recommended very highly.
Did you see Benjamin Butt?
I did not see Benjamin Butt. Did you get a chance to see that one?
Miss Beth Ann saw it and hated it.
Really? Now, I've talked to people who saw it and loved it.
Yeah, well, it's
Beth Ann McBride to the studio. We haven't even chatted with Beth Ann and even really formally said Happy New Year to her.
Yeah, and I hope it is one for her.
Mm-hmm.
She had such a checkered 2008.
I you know, you really have to wonder. Beth Ann's got a quirky personality.
And
so
a new
sure.
haircut.
Yep.
You see a lot more movies than probably any of us. You didn't like Benjamin Button?
No, and I really wanted to.
Why did you hate it?
I didn't know that much about it. The only thing I knew is he ages backwards.
Right.
And I was told by...
Kind of like you.
Another movie reviewer.
Because you look
initials.
Younger.
Let her finish. Now stop it. 2009, turn over a new leaf. Look at the look. She gave me that look that says, there he goes again.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even looking at him.
I know you're not looking
Spiewak at him. Spiewak doesn't hurt me.
I understand.
You do.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. Well, not so far.
Let's go ahead and cement that dynamic.
It's been a very nice first day back, hasn't
right.
it?
Up till now.
And first of all, I didn't know anything about it other than that he ages backwards.
Shocking.
Right? Okay.
Right. No prep on that?
I didn't know it was 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's an epic.
Yeah, it's not worthy of being that long.
I agree with you on those. I don't like long movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a morphing of Titanic and Forrest Gump.
Now, I hated Forrest Gump. I love Titanic.
What if we got a movie where Forrest Gump died in a boat sinking? See, now I'm watching.
Okay, when you say, all right, now you've got something here for me, though. When you said it's like Forrest Gump, do we have to, is he in all sorts of kooky, you know, situations that are just hard to believe?
Well, but on the other, you know how Forrest was kind of childlike?
Yes.
This character is not.
Right.
You know, he's a man. It's a different, it's the same situations and for a different mind.
Did you go see it with a man?
No, I went all by myself.
Did you buy popcorn?
Don't make me sad at the beginning of 2009. People told me, I had somebody say to me that your recreation, what do you call it?
I lost the word.
When you were telling the story about your Christmas, that they said it's one of the saddest things they ever
Thanksgiving,
heard.
Thanksgiving, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Right.
When you had the lonely Thanksgiving.
Thing. It wasn't lonely.
You had a good Christmas?
Yes.
All right. You sounded very happy
She blew me off too, you know. And she promised that she was going to come visit me over the holidays.
And I stayed at my family's longer than I anticipated. Sorry, Rob.
Lucky for them.
Yes.
All right. So you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right. Well, we'll talk more.
Okay. So don't go see the movie.
You really hated it that much.
Well,
what if it's a client?
It's not a client.
It's not. You stopped
I heard I it's know. Really good.
Now, your friends said it was really, really
good. Yeah, I loved it. They said it was the best movie of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
The best thing BDK could say was the makeup was amazing.
Yeah, well,
exactly. I mean,
BDK is not somebody that I live and die with as far as movie reviews.
Okay. If you want to
see. I like our friend Colin Boyd.
Brad Pitt's, I think, his finest movie moment is in Joe Black.
Incidentally, BDK, ever since he recommended the movie Teeth to me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He's suspect.
Let it go.
All right, very good.
We're watching him.
Was snarkier.
Got to get Buzz here to finish the news here. Alex in Springfield, you're the last word. What's going on?
Oh, hey, I just, about the whole movie cues, I don't want to sound too cliche, but with The Dark Knight, when you're talking about Heath Ledger, when he was playing as the Joker, you can sort of tell that he was living that role with all of his takes, like those little subtle things that really do make him to like a really unique villain that I really did not believe I was watching Heath Ledger. No,
I'd like to comment on this because I saw The Dark Knight.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
For the first time two nights ago. I thought Heath Ledger was very good, but I think that he is getting a lot of praise heaped on him because he's a posthumous guy.
I disagree.
I thought he was good, but I don't think it was great.
I thought he was great. I thought he was awesome.
Not nearly as dynamic as Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I might go see it and be a tiebreaker, although the Batman franchise is overdone.
It's awfully good.
This is such a completely different movie. It's a crime drama. It's a great, well-made movie. It's great movie making. You'll enjoy this movie. It's a movie for people who like movies.
All right. Okay, well, then I'll take you up on that. I've seen the trailers, and Heath Ledger just looks amazing.
Get yourself a Blu-ray, and it's a dazzling film to watch.
I'll check it out. Very good. Let's get our last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Happy New Year, Buzz.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. Third time's a charm. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush says he'd like to see his son Jeb become president. In fact, he says he'll encourage Jeb to run. Jeb has already been governor of Florida, and he's now thinking about running for the U.S. Senate there in 2010. The elder Bush admits right now would, quote, probably be a bad time for another Bush in the White House, given the public opinion of his son, George W., who leaves that job 15 days from today.
I'd like to see him run. I'd like to see him be president someday.
Jeb.
Really?
Or maybe senator, whatever. Yes, I would. I mean, right now it's probably a bad time because we've had enough Bushes in there. But no, I would. And I think he's as qualified and as able as anyone I know in the political scene. Now, you got to discount that. He's my son. He's my son that I love.
If you've seen the movie W, you really, really, that you just wonder what he's really saying there, because, you know, we've had enough Bushes in there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's kind of a slam at W.
He's disappointed.
And, you know, if you believe the Oliver Stone movie and the background of George W. Bush, Jeb was always the favorite son.
And sure. Jeb is George Herbert Walker's Bush's chance to redeem the family name at this point.
Yeah. Does he see it as a way of saving the dynasty?
Yeah, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. I think really, I mean, we have had, I think the country feels that way. We've had enough Bushes for a while.
Agreed. Yeah,
maybe enough forever.
Yeah, it's like I used to say in college, enough Bush.
It appears former Saturday Night Live comedian Al Franken will be the newest U.S. Senator from Minnesota. The state's canvassing board is about to declare him winner of a drawn-out election by 225 votes, but Franken's opponent, Norm Coleman, still hasn't given up the fight, and his lawsuits could delay this thing even further.
I am not a Franken fan.
I know you're not.
I'm really not, but we'll wait and see what happens. I hope he incorporates some of that Saturday Night Live charm into the Senate seat.
Do you remember how nice he was when we met him? He complained that we had no milk for his cookies.
Yeah. And he was, you know when those guys are dry, they have the dry sense of humor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To the point of being so dry, they're just not funny?
To some, yes.
He's so dry that
that's
plants...
when he was here.
Yes.
Do you remember when he was here?
I do not.
Okay. Were you with us when he was here?
I don't think I was.
You were.
Was I?
Yeah, so
unless
you
were having a bout with something. But
I don't think I was here.
He was so dry that when he came in, plants started dying.
Yeah, it's my personal experience with the man.
I'm a fan.
Other than that, you know, whatever.
I'm a fan, but I understand your point well enough that I can't disagree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not that big a fan.
No, I'm Al Frank. It's always been just kind of Al Frank.
Yeah.
You know, this is Al Frank. And because I'm Al Frank and
do
I can
you oppose
be Al Frank,
policy?
Yeah, it's policy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Frank.
Do you like policy wonks?
You'd have to ask Dick Clark about that.
Is it funny when he talks?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Thank you. It's been about a month since Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested on corruption charges, and he's still governor.
He's a great guy.
Rob's a fan.
I love him.
Rob is a fan of Blagojevich.
He is. You know why?
Why?
He's no nonsense.
Take no prisoner.
Cut through it. That's what politics ought to be.
Rob, I didn't know you were a big fan of Blagojevich.
Fantastic. And he's going to stay in office, too, because you know why?
Why, Rob?
He's no nonsense.
No nonsense.
Great man.
The feds say the case is complicated.
Oh,
and prosecutors
don't know anything.
Prosecutors are asking for a 3-month extension on the deadline for filing the formal charges.
That's a 3-month extension of great government.
Blagojevich is accused of trying to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder.
Oh, show me something in writing. He talks a mean game, but when it comes to legislation,
you never know what side he's going to end up on.
No nonsense.
After nearly a month, state lawmakers have finished the first draft of a report that could lead to Blago's impeachment. The Illinois
Rob
House.
Spiewak for Stash Blagojevich.
I wrote a draft about what a great guy he is, and I'd like to read it at another time.
Blagojevich.
Really smart man. You know who loves him?
Who?
Nobody but the public.
The Illinois House may vote on his impeachment coming weekend.
Oh, boy.
Great man.
And finally, a couple of police blotter items. Police blotter items. For Christmas, Minnesota's Joseph Andrus gave his parents a gift certificate for dinner at a nice restaurant in a town just outside of their own. And while his parents made that drive and had that dinner, Joe burglarized his parents' home, taking their money, their jewelry, and their car. And he did about $600
damage.
That's
not funny.
Breaking into the place, according to police.
Thank you, son.
But when a naked man sneaked into the home of an 88-year-old Oregon woman, she took the situation in hand.
TJ.
The intruder, last name Dick, I kid you not, now faces burglary and indecency charges. The old woman subdued him for police by grabbing him by his namesake.
Oh, there you go. Hey. Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Wrong one. There it is. Thank you, Buzz. There it took me three. It was in the middle this time. New configuration for 2009, and you guys did a great job with that. Welcome tomorrow.
Welcome tomorrow?
Please, let's do that.
Yes,
join us.
I'm Dick Clark. I've had a stroke. Thanks a lot, Buzz. I want to thank journalist Armandeep Bassi for coming on the show. Also, author Gan Golan. The book is Goodnight Bush. Looks like Goodnight Moon. You can find that in your bookstores or Amazon.com. Tomorrow, Bill Parham from The Biggest Loser and astrologer Constance Stellis. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. Why did I say welcome at the end of the show?
And welcome.
The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, roses are red, violets are blue. I forgot the poem, and so did you. Didn't make any sense, but we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a good show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good morning.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.